He led the St. Paddy's Day parade, his chest covered with medals. Played the bagpipes, too. Captain Hawks told Nick that it was as natural for Sonny McCabe to be a cop as it was for Sonny to breathe. Hawks loved the guy, would lick the soles of his feet. For years, Sonny and his partner Eddie Moran were so close, one couldn't floss his teeth without elbowing the other. McCabe and Moran, a latter-day version of Butch and Sundance. Sergi Montserrat said, Nick, we need help getting the warrants. That's what we need. We need your help, buddy. That's what we're asking. McCabe nodded and turned away, looking at the blackboard, an eraser sticking up out of his fist like a club. Why help? Nick said. Robinson is a hard ass, McCabe said. As you well know. Tell you the truth, I don't think he likes white guys. Yeah, Nick said. What the hell am I? When Sonny did not answer, Captain Hawk said, Anyway, we've had some problems with him before. He likes this case, don't get me wrong. He sees 6 o'clock news here. McCabe shook his head. He won't give me a warrant. Come on, Nick said. McCabe made a face and waved off any suggestion that he was exaggerating. I don't want to get into the problems I've had with the man. I'm telling you, Robinson won't give me a warrant. So how can I help you? Nick said. Let me ask you, Captain Hawk said. If you went to Robinson, applied for the warrants yourself, said please and thank you, how would it go? If I had what it takes, he'd give me the warrants. Look, Nick said. I don't get this. You have 3 other people here. If Andre don't want to deal with Sonny, for whatever reason, I don't really care why, but let's say that's true, that's a fact, you still have 3 other people here. We want you to apply, McCabe said. Trust me on this, will you? It'll be a whole lot easier, trust me. Fine, Nick said. It's fine with me, I'll get the warrants. What's the big deal? He leaned back in his chair and folded his arms across his chest, nodding in agreement with himself. Captain Hawks shrugged and threw Nick an apologetic smile. You know, I knew you'd come through. I told them all. The other night, one night last week it was, anyway, I'm sitting at post time, sucking down a few, Hawks said. I'm sitting at the bar between these 2 guys from Narcotics, and your name came up.